I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Richland Center High School volleyball preseason meeting will be held tonight at 6 o'clock at the Richland Center High School Gymnasium. That's for all young women going into the 9th through 12th grades interested in volleyball. They will have a volleyball camp starting on August 10th through the 13th. That is for youth through high school as well. You can sign up through the Richland Center Volleyball Facebook page, through the Parks and Rec brochure from Richland Center, or you can call 608-604-7751 for more information about the camp. Again, the high school volleyball preseason meeting for Richland Center volleyball players will be held tonight at 6 o'clock at Richland Center High School. Night League Baseball last night, Reedsburg 2-0 over Wisconsin Dells. The Mission wrapped up its regular season Church League regular season championship, downing Grace Community 25-1. Mike Clyde Dreschmeyer, 5-for-5 in the win. Jim Luxton, 4-for-4. Richland Baptist Temple 2 moved into a second-place tie with Idle 5 Points Lutheran by beating Church of the Nazarene 21-6. Adam Whitlock was 4-for-4 to lead Baptist Temple, and Malachi Fretz was 3-for-4. Richland Baptist Temple 1 topped Free Methodist 24-17. Boscobel Assembly of God outscored Richland Baptist Temple 3-19-12. Chance Castell, homered, and Brady Blado hit for the cycle for Boscobel. And the Knights of Columbus defeated St. Mary's 17-10. Nate Raish had 4 hits, and Caleb Frawley 3-for-3 in the win. 5 Points Lutheran had a bye. The 2026 Church League Tournament will begin on Monday, August 3rd. The top 4 teams will be in the A Division and the remaining 7 in the B Division. Monday, coming up on the East Diamond at 7 o'clock, St. Mary's will play Church of the Nazarene. The Caseys will umpire. Grace Community plays Knights of Columbus at 8:15. Free Methodist will umpire. The West Division, B Division, beginning at 7 o'clock on Monday, Richland Baptist Temple 3 versus Free Methodist. Grace will umpire, and Boscobel Assembly of God has a bye for the Church League Tournament. Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League action. Neil Mahoney had the top score last night, a 38. Aaron Halverson, Rod Reitz, Peter Lawrence, and Gage Wirtz all with 40s. Aaron had a birdie on hole 1. Peter had a birdie on hole 1. And Gage birdied hole 1, 2, and 4. Rich Barrancott and Joe Halverson each had 41s. Joe with a birdie on hole 6. Other golfers with holes played under par. Eli Cannon birdied hole 1 and a birdie on hole 6. Trevin Thielen birdied hole 1. Pat Metz, Steve Swanson, Steve Swasina, Wally Wachter, and Chris Pardoon all had birdies on hole 8. Flag prize winners, Scott Wallace, longest putt on hole 2, Jim Johnson, the closest to the pin on hole 3, J.J. Klatt, closest third shot on hole 4, Tim Callen, shortest drive in the fairway on hole 6, Jim Johnson, closest shot to the pin on hole 7, Steve Swasina, closest second shot on hole 8. During Quail Run, Tuesday Men's Golf League action, week number 15 of the 20-week regular season. Well, the night after being shut out, the Brewers' bats came alive in an 8-2 win at San Francisco. Tuesday's 13-hit attack backed good pitching by starter and winner Logan Henderson and 4 relievers. Bryce Durang had 3 hits, and rookie Luis Lara knocked in 3 runs as well. A good hitting night for Pat Murphy's team.
We had a good offensive approach all night from pitch one, and even balls we hit hard. Vaughn crushes a ball and gets caught in center, which doesn't seem like we can get anything going. And then twice we had 2 outs, nobody on, and scored 3 runs. And that's the sign of a team that's, you know, grinding, trying to do everything they can to create runs. We didn't have an extra base hit in any of those until Lara's triple. So it was, I guess, Contreras' triple too. But we had, again, it was contact, putting balls in play, and just staying relentless. It's really good. Really good offensive performance.
Manager Pat Murphy talked about Logan Henderson's performance.
I thought it was a great outing for him. Yeah, he picked us up big. Get 5 2/3 and get his pitch count up probably higher than it's been, right? Pretty close. Still throwing the ball good in the sixth, so felt great about it.
Milwaukee tries to take the series in a game this afternoon with Shane Drohan going to the hill. The Cubs are winners against St. Louis 10-2. San Diego 8, Colorado 7. Arizona 8-7 over Pittsburgh. Miami shut out Philadelphia 1-0. In the American League, Detroit 14, Baltimore 0. Texas 4, Tampa Bay 1. Minnesota 3-2 over Kansas City. The Yankees 3, the White Sox 2. Athletics 4-3 over Boston. Houston 3-2 winners against the Angels. Interleague play, Cleveland 6-5 over Cincinnati. Cincinnati won the nightcap 2-0. Washington 8, Toronto 6, Seattle 7-6 versus the Dodgers. The Packers cut two players and added two the day before training camp opens. The first public practice is this morning at 10:30. Edge rusher Dante Barnett and kicker Lucas Haversick were released. They were replaced on the roster by tight end Thomas Yasmin and kicker Lenny Craig. Yasmin played 13 snaps with the Chargers last season, and Craig takes on rookie kicker Trey Smack for that job. Speaking of football, Aaron Rodgers was asked yesterday if this is definitely his last go-around.
Yeah, this is it.
Why is this it?
I thought last year might be it, and then Mike got hired, and I talked to the wife, and she said, you can do one more year. I said, well, let's see if it works out. And then it kind of all came together.
You just talked that this year you want to come back another year.
No, zero debate.
Aaron Rodgers. Well, the Badgers' updated roster for the 26th college football season reveals that three players have left the program. The roster released yesterday, Sports Illustrated reports, cornerbacks Remington Moss and Jamar Washington and defensive lineman Torin Pettaway are no longer on the team. Coach Luke Fickell talked about the number of changes.
To the people from within the program, meaning the players, the coaches, the people that are really close to this team, have seen and felt a difference throughout this entire program. And I'm standing here today in a lot different place than I was in the last 3 years. And I really do mean that. Now, I don't have all the answers, and I'm not saying that we're someplace far off from where we have been, but what we are much different in is our leadership.
I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.